Back to politics now for the rest of the hour. First domestic, then we're going to take a look at some of the global political implications of that crisis in the Middle East, demonstrations at U.S. facilities around the Middle East region. But there may be some Republicans here in the United States who are less concerned and interested in the White House, dare I say it, than they are in the prize of Congress, in particular, enlarging the Republican majority in the House of Representatives and possibly taking control of the Democratic Senate. There's a lot of money on the line in congressional races, and especially in that Senate. And here to explain just how much zing these key Senate contests are likely to deliver into the presidential campaign is the Takeaways Washington correspondent and someone who covers all the political zing that we like to hear about. Todd Zwillick joins me right here face-to-face in Washington. Todd, welcome.
Hey, John. Good to see you.
It is great to see you. So down here in Washington, they're counting Senate votes. They're counting pickups and losses. Do the math for me in the House and in the Senate in terms of the wish list for the GOP right now.
John, a lot of Republicans here in Washington all along have thought that maybe grabbing the White House away from Barack Obama was not their best bet. They've thought it for well over a year. Look at all the Republicans who chose not to run for president. And that will tell you a lot about whether or not they thought they had a good chance to win. It doesn't mean they can't win. It just means where the smart money is. A lot of the smart money on the Republican side is pouring into getting the Senate. They've always thought that they had a great chance. The score right now in the Senate, the seats, if you will, Democrats 53 votes with those two independents, right. Joe Lieberman and Bernie Sanders, Republicans 47. That means the Republicans need four pickups to take control of the Senate. And there are tens of millions of dollars of Republican hard money and also that super PAC undisclosed money pouring into these races, up to $90 million so far from conservatives.
Let's remind people, Lieberman's retiring.
Correct.
So he's out. So there's a Senate race in Connecticut.
Which is a hopeful Republican pickup, Linda McMahon, who you know from one Senate race before, which she lost, former CEO of WWE Wrestling, running against Democrat Chris Murphy. Now, that race
rematches in the WWE, right?
And plenty of body slams, too, although it's been a relatively clean race in terms of attacks. People are running relatively positive in that race, not completely positive. That race is a dead heat. The fundamentals favor Chris Murphy because Connecticut is a blue state. It always has been, at least in recent memory. So even though they're a dead heat, it is widely expected that Chris Murphy, the congressman, is likely to pull that out. But there are a whole bunch of other Senate races, if you're looking for Republican pickups, that you got to keep your eyes on. Virginia, where two former governors, Tim Kaine, the Democrat, George Allen, former senator and former governor, both with saturated name recognition. Everybody across the river here in Virginia knows who they are. They are in a true dead heat. I mean, absolutely tied.
And that state is absolutely crucial to the White House race, even though we've got some poll numbers that are reducing the suspense here between Romney and Obama. Nevertheless, what's that Senate race going to do to the overall turnout in the state of Virginia?
Well, the question is, does Barack Obama have coattails for Tim Kaine in Virginia? And the answer seems to be probably not. Hmm. One interesting dynamic is how poorly Tim Kaine, the Democrat, is doing with non-white voters. And there are an increasing number of them in Virginia. Barack Obama has about 77% of them in the recent polling. Tim Kaine is trailing that by about 13 points. He is not picking up those coattails with non-white African-American Hispanic voters the way Barack Obama is delivering them.
Let's move from Virginia. We've talked a little bit about Connecticut. How about Ohio?
Ohio, it was a hopeful Republican pickup against incumbent Sherrod Brown, the pro-union liberal. Sherrod Brown is quite a ways ahead, and this one looks like part of the reason why what used to be a really, really hopeful situation for Republicans taking control of the Senate is now truly on the bubble and too close to call. Sherrod Brown is up by a healthy 6 to 7 points over State Treasurer Josh Mandel, and that race is not looking incredibly close, but there are some other hopeful Republican pickups, John, that you really got to keep your eye on. We just talked about Virginia. Montana is one.
Is that right?
John Tester, the incumbent Democratic senator, is running against a congressman named Denny Rayburg, who has good name recognition. They are in a virtual dead heat. That race is close in Montana.
And he's taken over the perhaps most vulnerable Democrat seat from the Missouri race, where Claire McCaskill was perceived as the most vulnerable Democrat. Now, that race, since the Todd Akin controversial remarks about legitimate rape, that's in a different state right now. How does Missouri stack up?
Claire McCaskill was trailing Todd Akin or any Republican challenger by several points. I mean, in some polls, 7 to 8 points before Todd Akin said what he said. Now, she poured some money into the Republican primary because she wanted to run against Todd Akin because he was the most. That's the Harry Reid model. Spend some money choosing your opponent. Claire McCaskill did that. She got the guy she wanted.
And so far it's worked out.
That race is a dead heat now. It has gone from a very likely red, a very likely Republican pickup, to a dead heat. Some of the fundamentals in Missouri do favor Todd Akin. It is a red state. It's not really purple anymore in Missouri. And Claire McCaskill has not done a lot to campaign with Barack Obama or run on whatever coattails he has, which I guarantee you in Missouri are very short. So that race is a true dead heat, but Republicans were counting on it 2 months ago. They cannot count on it now.
What about Wisconsin, which, of course, has had this anti-union narrative because of the governor there and all of the sort of, bargaining rights issues that have really made it into the national debate. There's a Senate race going on in Wisconsin.
What an interesting race. And this is one that Republicans may well pick up. Tommy Thompson, the former governor, former HHS secretary, lifelong moderate, running as a more conservative candidate now against Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin, one of the most liberals in the House of Representatives. It's true. She's not necessarily clinging to that reputation. Also, something that has not come up a lot in her race, you'd be surprised, in state, that she is the first openly gay candidate for U.S. Senate. It hasn't really been a major issue in that race. It's been an issue. It's been alluded to in a couple of ads.
That Maine race is pretty interesting, state of Maine.
It is, and this one has Republicans nervous. They were very hopeful early on that the retiring Olympia Snow could be replicated. There is an independent, Angus King.
We've talked with him on the show.
And former governor.
Fascinating guy.
Has jumped into that race and has kept his powder dry about if he wins, really, I got to tell you, when he wins, which side he will caucus with. Will he vote with Harry Reid and the Democrats, or will he go with Mitch McConnell and the Republicans? He hasn't said the smart money is with Democrats, with decoding a couple things he said, but
you know, on his wall, he's got two pictures.
What are those?
One is Robert Kennedy. The other is Ronald Reagan.
Boy,
he really knows
how to keep that, hedge those bets, doesn't he?
Very, very interesting. All right, Indiana, before we go.
Indiana race. Indiana's not close. That's a solid Republican keep in case of Dick Lugar, in replacing Dick Lugar.
Before we go, any chance the Republicans will pick up? Take control of the Senate?
You know, it is an absolute 50-50 toss-up right now. If you had asked 2 months ago, you would have given them about 70-80%. There are Democratic pickups, too. It's going to be a dead heat.
And there's big money on the sidelines. We're going to see a lot of ad buys in all those campaigns.
Millions.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Pleasure, John.